The commission did not provide details about the cases or the personnel matters it wants the special attorney general to investigate. But calls for the investigation come as the commission is being sued in two separate lawsuits by its former executive secretary and her former assistant. Both claim they were retaliated against for work investigating ethics complaints filed against Governor Nathan Deal, stemming from his first gubernatorial run. And recently, former and current commission staff members told the Atlanta Journal-Constitution the current head of the Ethics Commission ordered documents in the ethics investigation involving Governor Deal removed from state files and also allegedly met with top Deal aides during the probe. William Perry was at the meeting. He's the head of Common Cause Georgia, a government watchdog organization.
It's great that there's a special attorney general being called, and you assume that that's in order to have an independent investigation, but into what, we don't know. And so it leaves a lot of questions to be answered.
If a special attorney general is appointed, Democratic Senate Minority Leader Steve Henson wants that person to examine a number of the accusations.
Whether or not there was any improprieties by the executive director, any retaliatory actions against other employees. And I would also like the investigation, you know, more substantively in the body where they were investigating the governor to be looked at.
Last month, Henson also called for a special investigation. WABE contacted the head of the commission, commission members, and Governor Deal's office, but did not hear back by deadline. The Georgia Attorney General's office says it has not received the commission's request and is not commenting on the matter. In July, the commission cleared Governor Deal of any major wrongdoing. It said the governor had to pay more than $3,300 related to technical defects in campaign finance disclosure reports. Michelle Wirth, WABE News.